The following is a segment from the Education Gadfly Show. Visit edexcellence.net to listen to full episodes or to sign up for the print edition of the Education Gadfly. For quicker delivery of the podcast, subscribe to us on iTunes.
Okay, Daniela, next question.
Ava Moskowitz is attempting to open a new charter school in the middle-class neighborhood of Cobble Hill and is being met with some fierce resistance. Is there a place for charters like hers in middle-class America?
How dare she? Really? I mean, my God. This is a comfortable suburb, right?
I don't know about suburb, but yes, urban hamlet. How about that?
Oh, that's well put, urban hamlet.
Yes.
Right. But, you know, I think it comes down to the same question that is at the heart of any school reform, and that's culture. If you're going to make dramatic changes, you're going to have to fight the culture of the existing location. And if it's an urban hamlet, the culture is going to be more deeply seated. It's going to be tougher to move.
See, here's where partly what I see happen in some of these urban areas. You've got the issue of gentrification, right? So you've got these neighborhoods where a lot of wealthier people have moved in. They've started sending their kids to public schools. And for those families that have said, hey, we're going to all get together and send our kids to the neighborhood public school, that only works for them if they get most of their other upper middle class neighbors doing the same. And so a charter school comes in that might end up peeling off some of these parents. They get real worried because suddenly their plan to, you know, revitalize their public school, i.e. push all the poor kids out, isn't going to be as successful. This is happening on Capitol Hill, too, where there's talk, you know, that next year there's going to be a new charter school, the Basis School. People are worried that it's going to be very attractive to middle-class, upper-middle-class families. And so for some of the schools in Capitol Hill that have gentrified and have more of those families, that they're going to get, those are going to get peeled off.
So you're worried about the creaming effect here.
So it's interesting. I mean,
what about the sports teams? I think that's probably a more compelling argument.
Well, that's true, too. You're right. Maybe that's what
academics,
this is about.
Whatever. There's like a legacy of a sports team in the area, and I bet that they want to keep that intact.
But I'm not talking just academics, Dave. I'm talking about something much more fundamental. I'm talking about the mix of kids in a school.
Right.
Okay. If you are, you know, upper middle class, sending your kid to the neighborhood school, you want that school to have as many other upper middle class kids as you can.
Right? Yeah,
they won't talk about it, but that's what they mean. And they worry that some of those other upper middle class parents are going to peel off and go to a charter school. That's going to screw up their agenda for creating an upper middle class public school. And look, I'm not saying this is nefarious, okay? People do this all the time. Most upper middle class people move to the suburbs or go private for exactly this reason. So I think this is what's happening here is that there was one path that some parents were on via the public school route, and the charter school thing throws a wrench into their plans. But that doesn't mean it's a bad idea. The point here is to say, hey, these are densely populated areas with lots of kids, many of whom are not getting well served. And if somebody can come in with a better school and a different idea and a different approach, let them do it and see if the parents want to go for it.
Well, I think it's a great idea. I hope Eva is successful. I think she's going to be swimming upstream on this one. She's a tough swimmer, though. I think she can do it.
Thank you, Dave.